But on the other side, in the male category, you know, we have Darren Criss, who we knew was going to get nominated for Assassination of Gianni Versace, and I think would appear to be in some ways the front runner.
Yeah.
But like maybe John Legend wins and he finally EGOTs, or not finally, he's barely been in the EGOT hunt for only a few years.
It feels like John Legend has been with us for so long now. Like, yeah. he's overdue for EGOT. And just for the log rolling, John Legend, former Little Gold Men guest to talk about Jesus Christ Superstar. And also, you guys did a whole podcast on Versace, so I feel like you can take credit for that and Westworld.
Sure. We generated all of these nominations through our podcasting work.
Yeah. Through sheer brain power.
Yeah, but, you know, Darren Criss, John Legend, all guests on various podcasts we've done, and they're great conversations. I conducted none of them, so that's not me tooting my own horn, but like those are great conversations. You want to go back and listen to them. But I really was very, I don't know, weirdly personally excited for Darren Criss because he worked so hard on that show, and I think he, like, whatever you felt about the show, and we liked it a lot, but like whatever you felt about it, like his performance is just a staggering piece of work. And yeah, I could see that going all the way.
I was excited for the show as a whole. Like, they had, you know, you got nominations for Ricky Martin along with Edgar Ramirez and for Finn Wittrock, like, and Judith Light, which I was so excited about. It just seemed like they remembered Versace to an extent that I was kind of worried they might not.
But not our favorite Cody Fern, right, Richard?
No.
Yeah, I was hoping to see him, and I was like, well, why did Finn Wittrock get it over him? But then, you know, he's a bigger name slightly, but also he did have a big part.
He's in more episodes, for sure.